Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Whether they were minor characters who simply seemed to lack any purpose, other than being absolutely infuriating, or even highly anticipated arrivals which completely screwed up their landing, each of the following personalities managed to find a way to be memorable for all the wrong reasons in otherwise great offerings. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 awful characters who nearly ruined awesome movies. Number 10, Rachel Ferrier, War of the Worlds. In all honesty, being thrown into the middle of an all-out alien invasion can't be the most enjoyable of family bonding experiences. But that still doesn't change the fact that one little tyke in the midst of Steven Spielberg's explosive War of the Worlds remake threatened to soil the entire feature with her response to extraterrestrial contact. Now, next to no blame can be aimed at a young Dakota Fanning for her ear-piercing performance throughout the flick, as she was likely just throwing her all into the overall direction sent her way for the character by Spielberg and his gang. Yet how nobody could see that having a child screech and unsuccessfully keep out of the big, otherworldly bad sight for longer than 5 minutes, despite being the literal smallest leading character, was anything other than agonizingly annoying is anyone's guess. The gripping Tom Cruise starring sci-fi film still holds up 16 years later, don't get me wrong, but when the most chilling sound of the picture is produced by a frustrating kid and not your terrifying invaders, something hasn't quite gone to plan, has it? Number 9, Deputy Chief Robinson, Die Hard. Battling against a team of terrorists trying to take over Nakatomi Plaza, Bruce Willis's police detective John McClane quickly became everyone's favorite everyman hero thanks to his improvised offense and epic one-liners in Die Hard. Throughout the tense thriller, McClane is regularly in contact with LAPD Sergeant Al Powell, who attempts to aid the lead character in his quest to bring down the terrorists without risking the lives of those taken hostage by Gruber and co. However, this alliance is suddenly disturbed by the deeply unwanted arrival of the LAPD Deputy Chief Dwayne T. Robinson. The deputy quickly commandeers the situation, forcing Powell to take a back seat. Yet the infuriating Robinson simply acts as a contrived obstacle for McClane, routinely making idiotic decisions and constantly pulling us away from the action we really wanted to see. The two FBI agents, Agent Johnson and Special Agent Johnson, who take over from Robinson, didn't improve the situation either, only further adding to the all-out nonsense going down away from McClane's pulsating quest. Number 8, The Ewoks, Return of the Jedi. Though Return of the Jedi is still rightly lauded as one of the stronger entries in the Star Wars series, Episode 6 very nearly became the biggest laughingstock in all of the galaxy when our team of beloved heroes were taken captive by a bunch of teddy bears. Bursting onto the scene during Han Solo, Leia Organa, and Luke Skywalker's mission to deactivate the second Death Star's shield generator on the forest moon of Endor, the Ewoks quickly felt like nothing more than a blatant attempt to attract younger fans to the franchise, and sell a boatload of toys in the process. During the film itself, the Ewoks turned the trilogy's once compelling action set pieces into complete jokes, humbling the cruel, vicious, and technologically advanced Empire with simple bow and arrows, rocks, and conveniently placed traps. Sure, they may not be as reviled as The Last Jedi's dreaded porgs, but Endor's little fuzzy inhabitants turned what could have been one of the most epic finales in cinema history into a surreal teddy bear picnic with added yub-nub. Number 7, Emma Frost, X-Men First Class. After the monumental cock-ups that were X-Men The Last Stand and X-Men Origins Wolverine, Fox's mutant universe was in desperate need of a refresh. Thankfully, the franchise got just that when the decision was made to pick the story back up in the 60s, with a prequel by the name of First Class. This new direction also opened up the possibility of being introduced to a whole new set of mutants. One of these debuting gifted individuals, if you don't count her brief Origins cameo, came in the form of Emma Frost, played by January Jones. In the comics, Frost is known as one of the most compelling and nuanced characters in all of the X-Men universe. However, when it came to her first real starring appearance in a live-action movie, she didn't really live up to the hype. For much of the flick, the telepathic, diamond-skinned mutant isn't given that much to do at all. And in the end, she just feels like a glorified sidekick to Kevin Bacon's Sebastian Shaw. Her lack of impact on proceedings didn't derail what would go on to be a vital shot in the arm for the series. But it's no surprise Joan's underwhelming Frost was left behind after First Class. Number 6. Rachel Dawes, Batman Begins. Rachel Dawes seemed destined to distract us from an otherwise outstanding beginning to what would eventually become a genre-defining trilogy. Said Dark Knight trilogy is at its absolute best when the Caped Crusader is tasked with overcoming seemingly insurmountable odds to bring justice to the city of Gotham. However, despite Dawes acting as Wayne's only real connection, other than Alfred, to the man he once was before his parents were cruelly taken away from him, and he set out on this vigilante path, that's just about all the character offers to the main story. Finding herself in the stale damsel-in-distress position in Batman Begins, Rachel feels like a rare exception in Christopher Nolan's trilogy, in that she is about as stereotypical and predictable a character as they come. Katie Holmes' excruciatingly lifeless delivery of just about every one of Rachel's cliché and contrived lines also didn't help the character's cause. Thankfully, a stronger turn from Maggie Gyllenhaal in the sequel, The Dark Knight, quickly washed away the memory of this initial waste of a character.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Number 5. Saw Gerrera, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. When you bring in an actor of Forest Whitaker's ability to play one of the most intriguing characters in the Star Wars universe, it's fair to say rather big things are to be expected. However, when the Academy Award winner finally made his on-screen Star Wars debut as Saw Gerrera, leader of the extremist rebels known as the Partisans in Rogue One, many general audience members were left wondering what all the fuss was about. When Gerrera is actually present in the prequel to the original trilogy, which admittedly isn't that often, he's regularly found doing nothing more than drearily rambling. Sure, Gerrera had clearly been pushed to his limits after years of fighting against evil forces. But this rickety, half-mechanical version of the character, equipped with Darth Vader-esque breathing apparatus, felt like a shadow of the person hardcore Star Wars fans thought they were getting in the feature. Judging from scenes featured in early trailers for the film, it appears some far more interesting Gerrera footage was actually left on the cutting room floor, which is a mighty shame. Those extra moments could have helped make this notable figure yet another highlight in arguably the greatest Star Wars film of the modern era. Number 4. David, Shaun of the Dead. When the end of the world appears to have kicked off and actual zombies are ripping your neighborhood to shreds, the last thing you should have to worry about is your girlfriend's annoying mate putting you down at every given opportunity. Questioning and resisting Shaun and his plan throughout Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright's flesh-eating horror comedy, David is precisely the last person you want around in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. If largely hiding away from the zombie-killing action and clearly being in love with Liz whilst already being in a relationship wasn't enough, the fact David suddenly found his will to kill when Shaun's mother was bitten Jackson left most fans wishing this prick had been ripped to shreds whilst trying to flee Liz's apartment. Luckily, they didn't have to wait too much longer for this to happen, as after Sean heartbreakingly puts his mother out of her misery, David astoundingly attempts to shoot the lead with a rifle, before getting a little too close to the Winchester's windows and becoming zombie fodder. You just love a happy ending, right? Number 3. The Chitauri – Avengers Assemble. When the time finally came to assemble Earth's mightiest heroes for the first time ever on the big screen, most fans didn't really care all that much about which unfortunate villain or group of villains would be beaten to a pulp by the likes of Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor. The fact we were actually going to get to see all of our favorite faces join forces in an actual live-action movie was seemingly enough. And it was, for the most part. Avengers Assemble provided us with some of the first meaningful interactions between what would become the core group of wisecracking ass-kickers. However, the arrival of the faceless Chitauri army in the climactic Battle of New York very nearly undid all of the fine work which preceded this Loki-assisted invasion, being dispatched with relative ease for the most part by the Avengers. The only real threat the alien army possess comes in the form of the colossal Leviathan. But even those flying monstrosities are eventually bullied by Bruce Banner's Hulk, scorched to oblivion by Thor, and erupted from within by Tony Stark. All in all, the Chitauri remain one of the blandest hordes to have ever wreaked cinematic havoc. Number 2. Denethor II – The Lord of the Rings – The Return of the King. Peter Jackson's The Lord of the Rings trilogy boasts some of the most gripping and mesmerizing characters in cinema history. However, not every character in J.R.R. Tolkien's Middle-earth adaptation covered themselves in glory throughout the sprawling epic. During the highly anticipated finale to Jackson's trilogy, Pippin travels to Gondor with Gandalf after it becomes clear that Sauron is set to attack Minas Tirith. Their goal is to warn the steward of Gondor, Denethor II, of this impending attack. However, once they arrive at the stunning city, it becomes clear that Denethor hasn't taken the death of his son Boromir very well at all. He also has no intention of helping defend the city against Mordor's forces, and spends most of his time gorging on cherry tomatoes and pathetically wishing his son Faramir had died instead of his oldest. If being a bland and unmemorable villain in comparison to the likes of Sauron, Saruman, and the Witch King, a horrendous father and momentum killer whenever he arrived on screen wasn't enough, Denethor also nearly kills Faramir whilst trying to sacrifice himself and his son on a pyre. Return of the King played host to some of the most stunning battles and extraordinary performances you're ever likely to see. Yet Denethor's appearance was a frustrating disappointment from start to finish. Number 1. Jacob Thrombey – Knives Out. Rian Johnson's outstanding modern take on classic Agatha Christie's whodunit stories took the world by storm when it stylishly landed on cinema screens in 2019. Along with a narrative which kept audiences genuinely guessing right up until the final moments of this thrilling ride, Knives Out also came equipped with one of the most star-studded casts in recent memory. That doesn't mean every personality Johnson presented to us was a complete home run, though, as Jaden Martell's Jacob Thrombey unfortunately proved. The young son of Don and Walt Thrombey, Jacob provides little to the overall story other than being a human Google search engine. He's also classed as a little creep and a Nazi during the runtime, but he's never given the chance to really expand on those labels due to being relegated to the background for much of the feature. Of course, it's always going to be difficult to stand out when you're competing with larger-than-life characters like Benoit Blanc and Ransom Drysdale. But did Knives Out really need this little sugar honey iced tea sat tabbing away on his phone for much of the runtime? The answer is nope, probably not.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.